streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Please welcome the next president of the United States, President Donald J. Trump.
Mr. Trump returned to energize the crowd on night two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee as former rivals like Nikki Haley took the stage to champion his campaign for the White House.
I'm here tonight because we have a country to save. And a unified Republican Party is essential for saving her.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio defended MAGA supporters.
President Trump has not just transformed our party, he has inspired a movement.
Correspondent Doug Sovereign on What's Next.
Delegates will finally get to hear from their vice presidential nominee, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, who will be the headline speaker on this convention's third night. It'll be Donald Trump's 39-year-old running mate's primetime introduction to the American people. The rest of the evening's speakers will focus on foreign policy with the theme Make America Strong Once Again. They're expected to call out Biden administration failures in foreign policy and promise that the Trump-Vance team will strengthen America's standing in the world.
The assassination attempt on Mr. Trump was still top of mind last night. A source tells CBS News his detail had actually been beefed up before Saturday's shooting in Pennsylvania after U.S. intelligence detected a possible Iranian plot. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
There were multiple snipers from local tactical teams deployed to help secure that event outside the U.S. Secret Service perimeter. They were standing at the windows of the building the gunman ultimately scaled.
There's no evidence of a connection between those possible Iranian threats and the shooting. President Biden criticized his predecessor's response to the Black Lives Matter movement at a meeting of the NAACP in Las Vegas.
And you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. Donald Trump called for the National Guard to go after you. What in the hell's the matter with this man?
Elon Musk says he's ready to shift SpaceX and X operations to Texas. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Musk said one reason for the move, in fact, he called it the last straw, was a new California law that forbids school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents when a child changes gender identity or sexual orientation.
Autopsies confirm traces of cyanide in the cups of two American and four Vietnamese guests whose bodies were found in the luxury Grand Hyatt Erawan Hotel in Bangkok yesterday. Thai police believe one of them poisoned the others over a bad investment. The group was last seen alive in their room by hotel staff who delivered food. Dow futures down 70. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine runaway soldier that ran into North Korea is working out a plea deal with military prosecutors. Park High School graduate and U.S. Army Private Travis King spent almost 3 months in North Korea after crossing the border last July. The soldier's preliminary hearing, scheduled to take place in a Texas military court, has been delayed as plea talks continue regarding charges. Those charges include desertion. Security measures at the RNC were put to the test Monday when officers arrested a 21-year-old man wearing a ski mask and carrying an AK-47. The suspect, who police say lacked proper permits for concealed carry, was detained after drawing attention for a suspicious appearance. He was found near the convention site. Charges are pending. The new Pleasant Prairie Police Station is almost ready for occupancy. The village says a construction company is almost done on the new facility on 39th Avenue. The project broke ground in May of 2023. The new building was meant to address the space limitations of the old facility and was designed to accommodate the department's growing needs. It's a go at Racine County beaches today, with some cautions still in Kenosha County. Green flags are up at North and Zoo beaches, with recent water quality testing closing Kenosha's Lake Michigan beaches, along with a few inland swim areas. Testing results are posted online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in summer league action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball, for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his 2-run homer in the 5th to put the game away. The Brewers, William Contreras and Christian Yelich, unable to get a hit, but Yelly says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, you see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and a lot less humid today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind north at 5 to 15. We may catch a sprinkle or two late this afternoon, but it shouldn't be a very big deal. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, sunny. Cooler, less humid, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I live right here in New York City. The building I live in charged me $50 a month because I have a cat. They said, we need to see a picture of the cat. You think I'm lying about having a cat? Because you know how hard it would be for me to go online and find a picture of a cat. It's fun being a new cat owner, it is. Get to buy our stuff. I was on Amazon looking at cat treats. Found a brand of cat treat. There's a bunch of reviews next to it. Saw there was a 1-star review. I was like, ooh. I got to read a 1-star review of a cat treat. This was the entire review. My cat didn't like this. Guys, at his keyboard, I'm gonna keep this lean and mean. My cat didn't like this. Boom, the end. I could just see that guy at home. Hey, Pockets, come here. Got some new treats for you to try. What do you think? Oh, you don't like them? Well, don't worry. Daddy will bankrupt the company.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms, rescue me. Bruce and Tom, those hits, WRGN, Fontella Bass, Rescue Me. It's 6:09 and about 8 seconds, at least 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day today. We're going to get the skinny on midway through Salmonorama a little later on this morning. We're going to find out what the how we're doing so far with the contest, the fun. We've got another weekend of it to come. So we'll be talking to the folks at Salmonorama in about an hour from now. So you might want to hang around for that. Just when you think the world might be getting more sane, a new sighting of the Loch Ness Monster has emerged. But that time, not this time in the Scottish Highlands. This Loch Ness Monster was sighted along a highway in Texas, of all places, huh? Mostly sunny today with a high near 77. Right now, sunny and 67 right here at Radio Park with the Doors.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me?
News and timeless hits from WRJN. So you worked so hard to get your body ready for summer, right? 72% of people say the reason that their summer body doesn't hold on is because no meal is complete without ice cream for dessert. And that'll kill that summer body real quick, huh?
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Walking on. down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
Very low on time now.
Hey, my baby, does a hanky pain.
The Shondells, local news, timeless hits. You spoke, we listen. WRJN. You know, I went to my calendar on my cell phone, and I saw the word stay, S-T-A-Y, in August for like 5 days. And I put it in. I said, what is this? I have no idea what this is. And there was a phone number attached to it that I didn't recognize. And I was about to delete it this morning because I said, what is this? And then I realized my daughter's coming to town. And instead of putting S-T-A-C-Y, the thing put S-T-A-Y. I must have done it by, you know, voice. And I finally figured out this morning after 2 days, what the heck is the stay? Why are we having that on my phone? Anyway, speaking about traveling, people say you shouldn't drink coffee on airplanes or anything with ice in it. So you're kind of stuck with something either bottled or canned or something overpriced from the airport. So this nutrition influencer on social media says he always packs coconuts to crack open and drink on the plane. And yes, the TSA does allow whole unopened coconuts, despite it being over the 3 ounce liquid limit. So how do you crack open a coconut on the plane? Coconuts have something called three eyes. One of them is very soft. Just bring a metal straw. And yes, the TSA allows that as well. Jab it into the soft eye and enjoy. Who knew you could start cracking open coconuts on airplanes?
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 On-Ramp program certificate for just $100 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Local
local news. Now, timeless hits WRJN with the Doobies and Blackwater. How about a good news story this morning? Want to feel good? A child in Canada dropped a postcard to her grandma in the mailbox, but forgot to put the stamp on it. She was at camp at the time, and one of the workers helped her put a sign on the mailbox alerting the mailman. And they even included the stamp. The mail person came, saw the sign, spent some time digging through all the mail to find that postcard without the stamp, put the stamp on it for the girl, and mailed it. That's above and beyond, huh? Feel good story this morning. People are good. Yeah. Dion DiMucci, Dion of the Belmonts. Here's the Wanderer.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
Timeless hits at WRJN is 627 on your Wednesday morning. Sandra Denton, you probably know her better as Peppa from Salt and Peppa, the group. She got kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight from Las Vegas to Nashville. Happened this last Monday. She had paid for two seats, due to a new knee injury from a 2018 crash. But once she got on the plane, she was told she couldn't have both seats because she wasn't in a cast. She did have a knee brace on, though. So after some back and forth, they let her have the seat. Then a guy came along asking Peppa for her second seat, claiming he was headed toward a funeral. An argument ensued. The flight attendants ended up giving the guy her seat that she had paid for. At that point, Peppa claimed she FaceTimed her assistant to talk about the situation. She was removed from the flight for recording. She claimed she wasn't recording, just FaceTiming with her assistant. She did get a refund, but she's exploring her legal options. What do you think? She actually paid for two seats, and they took one of the seats away from her. That's kind of weird, huh? 629 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen, looking for a sunny day today with a high near 77, a clear night tonight, and a sunny day again tomorrow. There is a slight, minuscule chance of some showers. Right now it's sunny and 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. As we head off to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles has the morning news.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine runaway soldier that ran into North Korea is working out a plea deal with military prosecutors. Park High School graduate and U.S. Army Private Travis King spent almost 3 months in North Korea after crossing the border last July. The soldier's preliminary hearing, scheduled to take place in a Texas military court, has been delayed as plea talks continue regarding charges. Those charges include desertion. Security measures at the RNC were put to the test Monday when officers arrested a 21-year-old man wearing a ski mask and carrying an AK-47. The suspect, who police say lacked proper permits for concealed carry, was detained after drawing attention for a suspicious appearance. He was found near the convention site. Charges are pending. The new Pleasant Prairie Police Station is almost ready for occupancy. The village says a construction company is almost done on the new facility on 39th Avenue. The project broke ground in May of 2023. The new building was meant to address the space limitations of the old facility and was designed to accommodate the department's growing needs. It's a go at Racine County beaches today, with some cautions still in Kenosha County. Green flags are up at North and Zoo beaches, with recent water quality testing closing Kenosha's Lake Michigan beaches, along with a few inland swim areas. Testing results are posted online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It really doesn't matter what the political landscape looks like. Keeping our U.S. infrastructure strong, critical to Wisconsin agriculture. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Dennis Wilsmeyer's got kind of a unique perspective on it all. He's the executive director of America's Central Port in St. Louis. He's on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River, about 4.5 hours south of Wisconsin, and he says grain moving from Wisconsin gets to his port in a couple different ways, but it all depends on a healthy infrastructure along the way.
I would say the biggest one is funding of dredging on the river system, because if that river goes down and we cannot move the barges up and down the river system, that's a real problem, especially with the high water right now. We're not thinking about dredging. We're not thinking about the next thing that happens, but with all that high water, there's a lot of silt, a lot of sedimentation, a lot of debris that's going into that river system. It's going to end up somewhere, and it's going to deposit in those spots in the river system that if we're not adequately funding the Corps of Engineers to keep that dredging going, to keep that river open, we lose a major artery of transportation in this country.
That's Dennis Wilmsmeyer. He is the executive director of America's Central Port in St. Louis. He says, think of the runoff from all this high water we've experienced in Wisconsin as snowfall. He said it really does accumulate. He said some areas will have 6 to 7 feet of sediment that needs to be dredged so that they can continue to use the channel. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. Right now, grain trade is up. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Well, December new crop corn this morning's up 2 at 4.11. November new crop beans are up nearly 3 at 10.46. September wheat, 2.25 stronger at 5.33. Barrel cheese was up 2.25 at 188.75. 40-pound block cheese gained 0.5 cent at 186.5. AA butter yesterday up 1.5 cents, 3.13 3/4 per pound. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny and a lot less humid today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind north at 5 to 15. We may catch a sprinkle or two late this afternoon, but it shouldn't be a very big deal. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, sunny. Cooler, less humid, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
What's the Indians' new mascot? Does anybody know? The Guardians. Cleveland Guardians? Y'all know what a guardian is? A guy that says, be home by 10 p.m. and you go, shut up, you're not my real dad. Who are y'all playing? The Cincinnati Stepdads? Who are y'all playing? The Guardians, nobody's scared of that. You know what I'm saying? No, if you ever watch baseball, you ever watch baseball that hit a home run, there's no one in the stadium. There's no one in there because no one cares about baseball. I'm saying, spice it up, you know? The Rangers, no one's scared of the Rangers. You know what a Ranger is? The guy says, when you're done camping, throw away your trash. That's it. You're not scared of it. I'm just saying, spice up the names. You know what I'm saying? If you were watching a baseball game tomorrow and you're like, tonight's rubber match is the Miami Cubans versus the Texas Border Patrol agents. Don't tell me you wouldn't watch the Virginia Vegans play the St. Louis Slaughterhouse employees.
Tell me, Rhonda, 6:37 at WRJN, coming up at a little after 7, talking to the folks at Salmonorama. Then at 7:30, we're going to talk about the poker run for Hospice Alliance. So got a full hour coming up for you a little after 7 o'clock this morning. But right now, moron news. This is the stuff Stuart J. Waddles doesn't report on. Moron news. Two former Arby's employees are facing charges after being caught stealing thousands of dollars worth of roast beef from the restaurant. Here's how they snuck it out of the restaurant. They hid it in the trash. And all they stole, $3,500 worth. Then they were charged with felony theft and conspiracy to commit theft. What do you do with $3,500 worth of roast beef? Unless you can sell it. I mean, you can't eat it. I mean, $3,500 worth of Arby's roast beef. I love Arby's roast beef. But $3,500 worth? A little too much. 6:38 WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 77. Clear tonight, low 60. Sunny tomorrow again with a high near 75. Right now, it's sunny and 67 degrees here at Radio Park with BTO, Bach and Turner Urban Drive, taking care of business.
Show.
Coming up, we'll give you a chance to win a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate to the Wisconsin Dells in just a moment. First, here's Johnny Rivers.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night. To hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Nation man himself, Johnny Rivers. Baby, I need your loving. 646 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And I've got a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate to give away right now to the Wisconsin Dells. You'll enjoy a one-night stay in the junior suite. You'll also get four, not one, not two, not three, but four Chula Vista Resort water park passes. Now, if you want this and you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. We'll give you some time to spend at the Wisconsin Dells on us at the Chula Vista Resort. Phone lines are open now. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. Good luck.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their incomparable chocolate eclairs. O&H's crisp, light pastry shells are bursting with buttersweet and custard cream, topped with their famous fudge icing. Also featured is O&H's cinnamon raisin bread at just $4.75 a loaf. Swirled with premium cinnamon and raisins, it's an O&H customer favorite. And remember, there's no substitute for oven fresh. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, congratulations to Stuart, not Stuart J. Waddles, but this guy named Stuart. Hey, Stuart, how are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Well, you better now because you just won a getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, and I will get that to you in the mail today. Set your dates through, I think it's September 1st you have to use it by. And you enjoy it, and I want to thank you for listening this morning, Stuart.
Oh, every day. Thank you very much.
Oh, wait a second. I got to write that down. He listens every day. All right, I like that. My favorite words. Hey, Stuart, you enjoy your vacation in the Dells. I appreciate it, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. WRJN. It's 6:51. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 77, sunny and 67 degrees now.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and
this goes pretty much against everything we ever heard, but your teenagers actually like it when you're friends with them on Facebook. A study found kids who were on Facebook with their parents felt more connected and close to them in real life. We're going to find out if that's true coming up in a few minutes here. Here comes the baby here, the Tremolos. Mostly sunny today with a high near 77 degrees. Clear tonight. Lows around 60. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 75 right now. Sunny and 67 here at Radio Park. Tremolos, here comes my baby at 6:57 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. And did you know yesterday was Artificial Intelligence Day? Actually, Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day. In light of that, this should be some good news. The U.S. military's extensive investments in unmanned systems could make one-third of its total size robotic in 10 to 15 years. We also mentioned being at Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day. Someone on Reddit claimed that when you call customer service, the quickest way to get an actual human on the phone is to, I'm just going to put it this way, drop a few curse words. They said something different. The AI will flag you as disgruntled and transfer you immediately. I hate to do that. I hate to curse on the phone and everything, but if it works, it works. What am I going to tell you? 6:58, we're going to talk about Salmonorama. We're halfway through the big fishing contest on Lake Michigan. And we've got some special guests in studio in just a moment. We'll talk about that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour at 7 o'clock, the big poker run going on, I guess, this weekend with the folks at Hospice Alliance. We'll talk about that. But right now, we're going to talk about the news. We have CBS News at the top of the hour. Then Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. That's coming up next.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
The Republican National Convention marches on with former rivals like Nikki Haley speaking out on night two. Correspondent Matt Piper is in Milwaukee.
Seeking to appeal to voters beyond the Republican base, Nikki Haley said the party must acknowledge that there are Americans who do not always agree with the former president. She said her message is simple. You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him. Take it from me.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio also urged Republicans to unite behind Mr. Trump. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke of the alternative.
America can't risk four more years of Joe Biden's weakness that has invited so much aggression by our enemies. We can't survive the dramatic increases in violence, crime, and drugs that the Democrats' policies have brought upon our communities.
President Biden is once again defending his decision not to give in to pressure to drop out of the race. He tells BET,
"The only thing age brings is a little bit of wisdom. And I think I've demonstrated that I know how to get things done for the country."
Days after the assassination attempt on former President Trump, a source tells